Hello, hi, this is Carla Stalling-Walter, and I'm here to talk with you today about dance, meditation, and Zen, opening an inner world to a large possibility. In my last post, which you can find on my website, cswalter.org, I promised to write about Zazen in connection with sacred dance meditation. This short musing describes Zazen as simply as possible through my experience and training, as well as how it helped me recover from multiple myeloma. Zazen is a seated meditation practice in Buddhism. Usually, many people sit in the full half lotus or cross-legged positions with eyes open and back straight. The spine and head are aligned like a ballet dancer's. Most sit on zafus or meditation cushions or benches, but some sit in chairs or lie down when needed, when their bodies can't tolerate sitting. In any case, Zazen is actually assuming the body mudra of the Buddha, who, among other things, cultivated stillness and silence. Practicing with multiple myeloma. Now, when recovering from multiple myeloma, Zazen, along with sacred dance meditation, opened my inner world to a larger possibility. At the time, my health was iffy at best. I was high risk at the advanced stage. With a dire diagnosis and with a poor prognosis, I drew on inner strength. As I mentioned in a previous post, like I said, you can find on my website, I couldn't hardly stand up, let alone dance. I felt so disconnected from my body, from the chemotherapy and the pain. But I resolved that dance was so sacred and healing, I danced in my bed by making the most beautiful movements as I could with my arms, legs, and head, using ballet and sacred dance. Zazen lying down, it's the lion's posture. During that time, for about 6 months, I was also unable to sit upright for Zazen. Because I had already been practicing sitting Zazen for almost 6 years, I learned that lying on my right side in my bed to practice was perfectly acceptable. Holding my hands in Gashao, which is simply palms pressed together, was part of the posture. I held Gassho in front of my face, lying on my right side. It was pretty easy. My knees were bent as if I was sitting in a chair, left leg stacked on top of the right leg. My back straight, spine aligned with my head and neck. In this way, even in illness, I practice for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. Letting go of ego. In Zazen, like dance meditation, the body and mind are put into silent mode, if you will. We get there by focusing on breath, inhale, exhale, being very still, listening to the silence, feeling it, being engulfed in it, slowing down. Any intruding fears or anxieties aren't entertained. Just let them go by. In my case, being in a near-death state, I had fear, guilt, and regret. In Zazen, where I could realize that life and death are the opposite sides of each other, my fears began to subside. Buddhist practice is realizing that we can be who we truly are no matter what. We can let go of our ego, which is a source of regret, shame, guilt, and all sorts of torments and imaginings. Instead of allowing our minds to drive us, we can remember to see our world as sacred, see ourselves as valuable, and in a light that allows us to set aside any and all proscribed and prescribed identities. This is important for embodied peace and calm. Because of this practice, sacred dance, and Zen, or Zazen meditations, I suspect my healing accelerated. I am 2 years post-dire diagnosis. But whatever the case, these practices benefit you and your world, as well as bring benefit to the community and our planet. Please feel free to visit cswalter.org. Thank you for listening.